Phone hacks.
Oh, yeah. Shit. 300th,
we are on fire already.
300th app. Look at this. The whole setup, man. It's a lot going on.
Yeah, you thought I was just going to bring one camera, maybe film it on my phone.
Dude.
And I bought a whole studio.
I know. I was happy to go just audio. And then you went all out so a reel could get over 200 views.
Yeah, that's good.
Very nice.
Well, you wanted to drive all the way to Yarraville studio and pay $500, and I'm like, why don't we just bring the studio here?
And we did it.
Yeah, we did it.
Kappa, when you say bring it here, to Mike's house.
Yeah.
So it's not even you set it up at your house and invited people over.
No, my house is too small. And I don't have good whiskey. Mike's got good whiskey. So it's a mooch. Anyone want a refill?
Kappa already has a camera set up in his dungeon.
My dungeon. Yeah.
I think Nick uses the term house fairly loosely. It's more of a... it's a room.
It's a room. Yeah, it is. You couldn't be more correct. Yeah. I hate it how you haven't been to my house, but you know it's that. It's one room in a mezzanine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're talking about this house.
I know. But we got a crew here as well, so it feels very performative. I feel like we're bombing already.
Yeah, no laughs already. Feel free to let them out, guys. Feel free to... Oh, that's it. That's what we need.
That sounded
Mandalay, fake. You're sounding pretty quiet over there. Oh, no, we got a little one over there. A snicker. That's good. Yeah.
We'll crush it now.
We're on a roll.
I'm up and about. I was very hungover.
Yeah.
And then I heard one of the camera operators' names Mandalay, and it just took me to Vegas. Yeah. So I'm fucking back.
I
got three drinks.
There we go. That's good.
And my mic is still popping and fizzing, so we'll see. I think it'll be fine. It's picking it up on there. It's the big 300th app, and it would be on brand for us to fuck this up.
Yeah, it would be very on brand.
Yeah. So, but no, thanks so much for doing it. Seeger, your first time ever being on the show.
Oh, what we've tried. We've tried for probably about 12 months, but
you were scared to do it.
You were scared for a while, mate.
Well, I've got got some secrets. So, I think the worst thing is I'm not very tech savvy. So I feel like I could think that I've deleted everything and someone just presses one button and it's got like pictures of me with kids and stuff. So that's what I'm worried about. But anyway,
your kids,
soon
your
find
kids.
Out. Yeah, my kids, okay. My kids.
No, Phil, that is one thing that is a bit rough. You have invited two dads with young children on the show, so the camera roll going to be pretty boring.
Yeah.
Well, that's
boring, boring, boring. Yeah. What's that screenshot? Boring, boring, boring. Fucking hold on a second.
Nah, dude.
No.
We want to see them kids, dude. Yeah. That's why you're here.
Mike says he doesn't
Leaning
want
back
kids.
With that mustache, so yeah. That's no good. Yeah. Get them kids out.
Yeah, dude. Where them kids at?
Yeah.
I always thought that's a good character, a cool pedophile. Like, where them kids at, player?
I think they're all cool.
They are pretty cool. I guess we should do the
when
proper...
When are we starting this?
The proper introduction, like we should roll it out. For the 300th.
Let's do it. For the 300th. And I reckon you do an extra big one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But probably you guys won't do it yourself, but we should probably congratulate you guys on 300 episodes. It's a phenomenal effort.
Yeah, you guys have both got podcasts, started a lot later than us and probably get the same amount of downloads. Yours probably gets more, Cody, and... If you guys want any tips or anything, how to keep going this long, just let us know. You know what I mean? We can school you, you know.
Put on a wedding shirt and surprise your co-host with a camera crew.
That's it.
Bang.
Mike's got way more TV experience than me. I've never seen a guy look more nervous. Like, I was like...
Nervous?
Yeah,
I'm not
nervous. You looked nervous. You look like...
He doesn't know what he's doing.
No, well, it's just like I had no idea this was going to be this much of a fucking production. And then all of a sudden, my whole apartment's like shifted around. We're sitting like it's the Last Supper.
Man,
it's fucking weird.
Man,
Capper's the Judas, clearly.
Man, we turned the table 90 degrees and then took the runner off the table. And you're like, they moved my whole apartment around.
Yeah, dude, it's a lot going on. I'm unplugging shit. I'm fucking like trying to find... I'm getting batteries out of my partner's dildo.
And the man. The light feels brighter than the sun. I've got sunscreen on. It's going to get a melanoma cut out in 3 years. So. Were you on the 300th episode? Slip, slop, slap, Cody.
None of them live to see the 304th episode.
Honey, did you wear sunscreen today? No, I was indoors on a podcast.
I got a message from Capper maybe 20 minutes before he gets here, and he's like, should we wear suits? And I'm like, what are you? I just finished tennis. Like, I'm not going to fucking run home and put on a suit. But then he busts out the wedding suit, which is awesomely not fitting.
Oh, man, it's so not fitting.
4 months after the fact?
Yeah, 4 months, I reckon, after. Yeah.
Let it rip.
I went wild.
Yeah.
You know, I went on the honeymoon, and then I kept exercising for a bit, but then the honeymoon went into Christmas, and the Christmas was just a blowout.
Yeah.
You know, you're just blowing out so good. I blew out that hard that 2 weeks ago I was like, this has got to stop. You know, when you just blow out that hard, you're not even enjoying a beer anymore. You're just having it for the sake of it. You know,
Can happen.
Yeah,
you had Chubby Hubby songs, and so now you've embraced the Chubby Hubby life.
Yeah, I went full Chubby Hubby. Yeah, it was beautiful.
Most people wait till I think they have kids till they really fucking blow up.
Yeah, but now I'm opposite of blowing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I haven't had sugar this week, and I've been exercising every day.
Oh, you're drinking a fucking Sprite, aren't you?
No. I rejected the Sprite. I'm having a whiskey.
Yeah.
the healthy sugar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the good one. You know what I mean? Like this healthy body, healthy mind.
Yeah, dude. Should we do the intro?
Should we do the intro?
Yeah. Ring-a-ding-ding. You got the Kings. Welcome to another episode of the Phone Hacks Podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the Chris Farley to my Chris Hemsworth, Nick Capper.
Yes, man, that is great.
That's pretty good.
That's the best one, but I reckon Chris Farley way better.
Oh, what, as a comedian?
Yeah, as an actor, everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah.
What were you guys' favorite Chris Farley movies? Well, Black Sheep.
Beverly
Hills Ninja. Oh, my favorite was Tommy Boy. Tommy Boy.
Tommy Boy is very good.
All-time favorite.
I gotta say though, I feel like, you know, I didn't really sell the intro well enough. Like the was like coming in and out.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna start again because we have already. Have we even introduced Cody?
No.
Nick Cody's here. They can see he's getting sunburnt. You know, Tom Seger's already got stage fright.
Yeah. I'm just trying to work it out because I've never listened before. When you. I thought you were having a stroke when you were doing the intro.
It felt like,
what is this shit?
Yeah. He's trapped in it. He's trapped in it. Get him on his side. Yeah. Clear the airways. Yeah,
but I'm piecing together that's part of your regular intro. Yeah. So
never get a 44-year-old man to try and hit a high note. It's like having a stroke.
Yeah. So, no, we did it. You guys are here, 300th ep, and it's our final episode ever.
Yeah. This is quitting. Like 300 the movie, but with hunkier guys.
Yeah.
Oh,
With jacked guys, you know.
Uh-huh.
And hopefully more anal later on, you know. Like,
is there anal in 300?
No, there wasn't.
Was it implied?
Yeah, I just immediately, because they were Roman, I thought, oh, there's got to be anal in it somewhere. There's no anal. He does it with the woman at the start, doesn't he?
I don't think there's anal in 300.
Maybe I watched the wrong one.
You watched the parody, the porn parody.
Yeah,
300 dicks. 300 Greek dicks ran in the way.
Man, did you like 300? You're like, man, the acting was awful. And there was too much anal. It was crazy.
Yeah, this is fart hole. It's not. It's a big app, you know. Like, I can't believe we made it this far, six years.
I cannot believe we made it this far. We did our first app, just you and me, in our producer's apartment.
Yeah.
Like, our old producer.
Uh-huh.
And... what, the first hack I got you to do?
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Dad.
Yeah. Yeah, I tweeted R.I.P. Dad.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that's why I've taken 300 episodes to come on this show.
Yeah.
Okay. And what, the second episode, it landed on you again, didn't it?
It was me again, and I think the hack was I still miss her or something.
She left.
She left. Yeah, so it was all very sad. My dad died and my partner left me. Both totally made up, but, you know, people were concerned for years.
But even after one episode, they would have got the idea that...
Well, we banked them up. We did 10 in a row before we released any. And then, like, your first one, I feel like there was some porn star... I put up a tweet saying, has anyone heard of Natasha Nice?
Yes.
And it was, or I sent it to a casting agent even.
Oh, no. You just tweeted it.
Yeah. And
but
she
then
saw
a casting agent called you and said, oh, no more work.
Yeah. So, yeah. Weird.
Maybe you shouldn't tweet porn stars. Far out, dude. Yeah. That is insane. But what have you learned along the way, Michael?
I've learned 300 eps. That social media doesn't mean shit, and I get no traction regardless if it's a fucking my dad died tweet or...
Well, probably it's a bit boy who cried wolf at this point.
Oh, people know
No one knows what to believe.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. The thing is, when someone posts something now and it's something sad or they're revealing something about their life, and then someone else will comment phone hacks on it, that's when we feel shitty. Yeah. Dude. Like, because someone will make some earnest, like, huge post, and someone will be like, ah, phone hacks, that's a capper. Yeah. Yeah, that's
that hasn't happened, has it?
Yeah, yeah, all the time.
Oh. Have any tricked you guys? Have any phone hacks you've seen come up from memory that you remember?
I don't think I've...
I think really the... Who did you get to post a pregnancy one? Was it Maggie?
Yeah. Oh, Maggie. Yeah.
That got me for a second.
Yeah.
And then I thought, but Maggie wouldn't post this. Fucking phone hack. You know, it got me. And then I worked backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we got that good one with you, Cody. You're on one episode where we photoshopped you with a bald head.
That's right.
Did that go nuts?
That went fucking huge.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of bald guys got on board.
Hell yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you said like the hair was thin, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So I've shaved it off. This is how, and all these bald guys are like, dude, yes, you just got to face it.
Oh.
You're getting early. That's the best. And then the next day, just going, nah, man, my hair's luscious, you fucking dorks.
What a kick in the guts for them.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
Ben Knight's like, yeah. And then you go, nah. And then, then he goes to Turkey, gets his little hair transplant. You know?
He didn't go to Turkey, though, did he?
No, he didn't go to Turkey. You just got the best Melbourne one. And he said that was cheaper than going to Turkey.
Yeah. Man, one of those hair transplant dudes at the barber the other week. A guy came in with what looked like he had a fucking chia pet head. I go, what's going on? And he's telling the barber, yeah, I went to the joint in Turkey you told me to go to. Got these done and they said, yeah, it's long enough now, we can shave it. And the barber's like, yeah, I've had it done too. This is a good time to cut it. And I'm like, I do not touch those hair. Like they...
They are hanging on by a fucking fingernail.
I was like, yeah, it's coming in well. And I'm in the chair going, I don't know if it's coming in well.
Yeah.
There's I'm all gone now.
Yeah, man, you're fully committed. That's good.
I fought the good fight for a while. I was the Propecia. Propecia, those tablets. Yeah, I was jizzing some pretty fucking weird stuff.
That sounds like a stripper to me, Propecia.
What?
A stripper in America. Oh, yeah.
Gentlemen, give it up for Propecia.
I used to get her over once a week. Used to play with my hair.
Yeah. Wow, this is really de-stressing me. My hair's grown back.
Yeah.
Good idea, honey.
Yeah, it worked for a while, but then the problem was... when it got wet, it just looks sad.
Oh, it just looks sad.
Yeah, so.
Well, we should have done the hack for Siegert that was like, he's got a full blown head of hair. I got a toupee. A toupee hack.
Why don't you do that? You should. Oh, no, do the hair transplant one.
Oh.
Man.
Yeah, oh, you're doing a Kickstarter for a hair transplant. Yeah. You got a fundraiser gig coming up so people can help pay for your hair transplant.
Yeah, we should get a photo of you two. Like, Nick Cody is kindly. Said that he would donate some of his luscious locks to my head.
Which is great. But have we got any non-redheads? I wouldn't mind.
You know what's funny?
Thanks for the offer, Cody.
My hair is brown. My beard is slightly red. And you cop Ranger. It's insane.
Yeah.
Rangers bring me in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Sheeran. Very different.
Yeah. You know?
But who knows? We might not do any hacks at the end of the episode for you guys. We'll float a few. Obviously, don't do anything you're not comfortable with. The premise of the pod, if there's anyone dipping in at 300 episodes, is we swap phones and we go through draft tweets, camera roll, or search history, or notes. But draft tweets isn't really a thing.
Yeah. I'm locked out of Twitter still.
Yeah.
Oh, you got locked out.
Yeah, I never try to get back in.
Right.
Why'd
you get booted?
No, someone tried to get in, and then I did that. I did some shitty clip show, and we made fun of a K-pop band.
Right.
And I got like thousands of death threats, and they were putting up photos of my kid with a knife in his head and all sorts of stuff. They took the jokes pretty well.
Yeah.
And, right.
I was like, look north. There's bigger problems up there, guys. Don't worry about the jokes about the band. There's a bloke just firing stuff over the top. Relax on the jokes.
Where was the band from? US band or
no, Korea.
Yeah.
South Korea.
Oh, K-pop, okay.
K-pop
okay.
band.
And, well, you're not even say the name of the band anymore. And
BTS. If they get on my radio show, that's to me the ultimate win. Yeah. I want a photo with the full team.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd
and then
be great.
To put that up saying I win and just see the But
you should double down. The caption should be like, look at these homos. Just run with it.
Double down.
Yeah, dude. I mean, we could use that type of traction. Cap, do you want to shit on BTS at all?
Oh, man, BTS, really, they do annoy
me.
Do you know why? Because a few years ago, I was, you know when you just like clock like Pornhub, like you see all the stuff.
Yeah.
Right? And I accidentally stumbled on a video of like a behind the scenes, like when they're doing the photo shoot. And I'm like, oh, wow, this is really cool.
Yeah.
And then I typed BTS into Pornhub hoping to find more. And then they had, for some reason, people had uploaded clips. And what's this fucking Korean band coming up? I want to see some behind the scenes porn. Yeah. They kept coming up. And so, yeah. Like, yeah.
Sam Taunton watched.
I think we lost Mandalay. By the way, she's out.
Yeah. She's starting to work out what it's about.
Yeah.
Doesn't Taunts have a bit about watching a full movie on Pornhub?
Really?
Yeah.
What movie was it?
Like 19... What was that war movie? 1917?
Yeah. Oh, he watched 1917 on Pornhub.
Yeah.
Far out.
He thought that's what were the ages of the girls. 1917. Yeah, I'm like,
yeah, that's good. Yes.
Mandalay's back. Here we go.
He's no longer nervous, man. He's the big camera.
You were nervous. I'm not nervous at all. I'm sitting next to you and your fucking two, and I'm with buddies, and I've never been happier.
I feel it'd be hard. It'd be hard for me to post hack today, yesterday, because on radio I fucking did a proper like teary acting thing, and they all thought I was going to quit or had cancer or something, but I just finally got an iPhone.
Oh, really?
This whole time. And that was, Fev was so annoyed.
Really?
Oh, really,
well,
man?
Not annoyed, but like, you piece of shit. Fev goes, I thought you had cancer.
Oh, really?
The comments are great, you piece of shit. Like, just going with.
Yeah.
So, what did you do? Did you like wind up, like, oh, guys,
I've got a big announcement. The day before, I said, I've got a massive announcement. Changes. It's been a thing affecting me for years, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And just pulled out an iPhone.
Great.
I years ago, my wife bought a bike for like $300. I persuaded her. I said, let's go for bike rides. Hates the bike. Didn't use it for a year. And then it got stolen. Like, it was locked up and stuff. Someone broke in. And I said to her, I said, oh, babe, I got some really bad news. And she's like, what? And I said, your bike got stolen. I've never seen someone try to act so sad. She's like, oh, no. Oh, I love that bike. And I'm like, don't fucking act in front of me. Like, you know, it was crocodile tears like I've never seen before.
Yeah.
Such a shame. Oh, God damn it. I'm like, far out.
You just see footage, just her. She just unlocked it and threw it into a river.
That's what she said. I said, I want to see the CCT footage. Like, yeah, fully she's stolen it. Like, come in like fully dressed like the cat burglar. Like, ah, the bicycle. Yeah. Just deep, deep over
she's
the
French.
Pit. Yeah, she's French. When she's stealing stuff, she's French.
Oh, that's cool. So Sigurd, thanks so much for being on your first episode. You know, like you've been excited about it. You're messaging me all week. What do I do? What do I prepare? And it's nothing. We'll just look at your phone, and then if we find something to make fun of or you know to bring up, that's it. Are you worried about anything? Like
it's. I don't think I've got any too dark a secret. And this is probably. I'm sure you've discussed this on your show before, but there was a. It's something about it. Even if your phone's got no secret, like even just your wife holding your phone is the most fucking horrific thing you could possibly. It's just like, it's horrific. And so you guys potentially putting it out there is a thousand times worse. But I'm here and let's do it.
Right.
I walked past a, you know, because I'm an open book. I just hand the phone to my wife and she has my laptop so she can see my history or whatever. But the other day I did a voiceover recording and I walked past this place in South Melbourne and it had the lights in the window and this guy ominously rode a Harley into there and I'm like, I bet that's a brothel.
Right.
And I looked it up and it was. You know? And then I got like three missed calls from my wife.
and I was like, wow. She's tracking you.
She's seen the brothel thing.
Yeah.
I'm like just trying to like, you know, saying, hey, I did just look up the brothel, you know what I mean?
How did she see that?
Yeah. And then I called her back and she's like, oh, we got approved to rent this place.
Yeah.
The brothel?
Yeah.
Because we got a new place. Yeah. She's like, yeah, we got approved to rent the place. Yeah. I'm like, oh, wow, that's so good.
I'm going to celebrate right now. I'll see you later.
That's about 3 km from the brothel you're about to enter.
Yeah.
The website was really funny. Because you know the website's really ominous, like gentlemen relaxation services, like relax, come in and relax.
Yeah.
And then it's just had the menu down the bottom. It's like blowjob, $250. It just cuts straight to the chase.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll get into the phones.
All right.
We'll spin the wheel each time to see what we're going through. And I say we hand our phones to the right. So Cody, you'll get mine eventually. Sigurd, you'll get Cody's. I'll get Capper's, and so on. You can hold on to it for now. Oh. I'll spin the wheel first to see what Cody's looking at in my phone. There's the wheel for all the cameras. It's very high tech.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Are you impressed?
Yeah.
Bit of BTS, huh?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Get the music going on that, because you know.
Sigurd, we've been so happy to get you because we've discussed this story on the podcast before.
Yep.
The first time that you met Mike, you're at a comedy show, and Mike was at the urinal. Then you walked up to the urinal, turned around, put your penis between your legs, and pissed backwards. And you called it the bum wee.
Called it the bum wee. Yeah, it was.
But you should say that it was like a
that's
very,
a life hack. Yeah. It's a different podcast.
And I was like, that's the best thing I've ever heard. Yeah. Like, it's so good.
Yeah, it's funny. I can't remember how it started or when it started. And the amount of things, you know, you have three kids and you had the same job for 20 years. You do stand up, you travel the world. And it's always one of the first things people ask you about is
the
bum wee. And it's a simple thing. Yeah, you just sort of...
We should say, like, he did it to be an exhibitionist. Like, it was a busy nightclub, right? Like, it was a packed bathroom. And so he went in there to, like, really fuck with people.
Yeah.
It wasn't just me by myself at a urinal. And he comes in and starts pissing backwards between his legs.
And the weirdest thing, Mike was sitting down with the door open on the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Looking over.
Yeah. because it's really seeing it. If people walk in, and because I've done it so many times, you just think it's not that odd. But when people see it for the first time, it's quite confronting, just seeing someone like this with the piss just shooting out. And I was good at it.
Man.
I've seen mates try it and piss just dribble down the back of
their
leg.
Dude, I was impressed. The accuracy was amazing.
Quite often get it in a can. I'd sit a can away and hit a can. Yeah.
Fuck. If we could end this episode with a bum piss. Amazing.
Well, Australia's got talents back on. So.
Apparently,
I always ask for something. I guess I could just do a dick shit for episode two.
I
haven't actually tried this before.
Australia's Got Talent. That would be so funny. You tell them you're going to do stand-up, and then you just walk out there and just do a bum wee.
Just put a bucket down, bum wee.
It's like impressive, but can we see your tight five, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like someone ran out and grabbed a bouncer to let them know there was a bumpy happening.
Yeah, it wasn't for everyone.
And then he came in and
just an unorthodox method.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
He's still pissing. It's still going in the toilet.
It's going in the right spot. But yeah, someone was horrified.
Comedian Mickey D does the full pants down at the urinal. Primary school kid.
Famously.
Very funny. He'll do it. Even if he doesn't know you're about to go into the bar, he'll just do it.
Yeah.
Full pants around the ankle.
Oh, that is so good. I think Quirk did that too at the festival club or something. I walked in and he was doing it and I was like, that is so awesome.
It's one of the famous, toughest footballers ever to play, Lee Matthews, famously. Yeah. He is jeans, jocks, like a six-year-old. All down there, just stands there and pisses at the urinal. Has never changed it up.
It's a power move.
It's such a power move.
It is.
Yeah. But then if you
think it's not concussions.
He's got CTE.
Lee Matthews is hilarious. He screams in his sleep, and when he pisses,
he also eats his own shit. So he's got his problems.
He can't remember his kids. He's a fucking hoot. Those old footy players, they are funny blokes.
He's doing 15 years hard time as we speak. The old bum wee had a. Because my wife obviously wasn't a huge fan of the bum wee.
By the way, sorry, just to interject, but this will help your back. When you got married, I heard you set up a separate Tom Sigurd Facebook account, like a good boy Tom Sigurd Facebook account that her family could add?
I was always joked about. Yeah, never actually came about. But it was, with pictures of me helping a lady across the road and
that's good.
And all the charity work I was doing, but it was a mad Monday, and you know, obviously the Everyone wanted to see the bum weep, so I climbed up the climbed up a tree in a guy's backyard and did it. It was risky. So yeah. I was right up, went a fair bit higher than this roof.
Yeah, it's extreme bum
weep. It's extreme bum weep. Did it off, tried to get it in this bucket, and everyone was yahooing, you know, haven't slept for 48 hours or whatever. And yeah. And I've come down, and so it was a Monday, and my wife's school teacher in the Catholic school system, all of a sudden just get a text, and it's a link to the video of me doing the bum week, like 5 minutes earlier going, oh, this is nice. And so a guy had recorded it, put it on his Facebook page. It was early Facebook, where I don't think a lot of guys really understood. Yeah. And he tagged me, and it was a bit of a fucking
mess. A lot of them still don't.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
The phone's away. Not now. You have to have the phones out for this. But on a non-phone event, phone's away. Come on.
Yeah.
Especially I would be in the clink if phones were around when I was 18. Like, there's no doubt about it.
Totally.
It drives me... Oh, it drives me nuts.
Man, were you then elected like head of the Catholic school after that? Oh, they're we've seen Christ reborn. You know what I mean? Like that's if anything would be holy, it would be that.
Oh, she was promoted. Actually, speaking of, and this is something that Nick Cody and I, we actually don't talk about it that much. We had a moment in time that was just a phenomenal moment that we were driving to a gig in Shitter's Ditch, like would have been 2 hours away. Calder Freeway, after work, could not have got heavier rain. So it's peak hour traffic. And I remember my car had broken down. So this must have been 15 years. I had my boss's car, which was a BMW sports car.
No, 2015. It was like a 2 days before the Melbourne UFC. Okay. I remembered because I was pretty shattered that almost missed it.
Nearly missed everything. And anyways, and so we're driving along and maybe going 80 kilometres an hour. There was a truck ahead of us, a semi trailer. It ran over a bit of 4x2, probably the length of this table.
So it was a ute in front of a truck in the lane next to us, and the woods come off the back of the ute, gone under the truck.
Yeah. And so then the truck skidded over this because of the wet and shot it at us. So we're going 80 that way. This thing must have been going 150 toward... the speed, we didn't even have time to blink. And this thing came, it would have decapitated us both. Yeah. And it hit and...
speared into the windshield.
Because the whole windscreen had to be replaced. And I asked the guy, and he said, it was a darker than legal tint. So it had this thick sort of plastic over it.
Yeah.
And it was a sports car. So it was like that. He said, if you had been driving a Mazda, you're both dead.
Fuck. Really?
And we just swapped the car.
It stuck in there for a second or something and then went over the top and we just drove in silence for 15 minutes. And do you remember what you said to me? We're just driving and Seagate's just, we're just like this going, fucking hell, he's looking out a tiny gap of the windshield he can see through.
About
and
this then, much in the corner. I could see. I was driving.
I still remember
because
it's so funny. He looks over and goes, you put your hand up like you were going to catch it. Just like this. Left hand too. Not even the right hand. I got it. Cody's bolt.
Wow. You can headline Cody. Oh, man. It was... And we drove 200 kilometres. Yeah. And I could barely had the window down. It's like I'm looking out the window for 200
kilometres. And you mentioned it on stage and people are laughing fuck off. Yeah. And then everyone, you know, all the boys at cricket or footy club or whatever come out and go, fuck! And we had to drive home with it.
Yeah. It was amazing.
We were
illegal tent, always.
Alex Keane was driving us to Bendigo for this gig and we're recording a podcast in the car and we're going up that main highway to Bendigo and then we just see a car coming towards us.
Mm. Oh.
Like on the same, you know, on the one way.
Yeah.
Just coming towards us. We got it recorded on the podcast. Yeah. There's just like a minute of silence on the podcast. Like, the hell?
You really
was that?
Take stock of your life. Yeah, if your life flashes before your eyes while you're doing a Patreon down Hume Highway, you're like, what am I doing?
Yeah. That's the old joke. You would have heard this about the first time I was told it was from a guy at our footy club, and he told it so well I'd never heard it. He goes, oh, I was just on the phone to my mate, and he said he was heading here. Oh, no, because I heard on the radio there's a madman going down the wrong side of the highway. So I rang him and said, watch out, there's a madman. He said, mate, one of them, there's fucking hundreds of them. Oldie, nice. But a beauty.
All right. How does that sign know where my Natalie is? I'll sing a bit.
Classic.
Man.
For my phone, it landed on camera roll. So, Cody.
Yeah.
You got to go through the camera roll in the phone. Yeah, that's a lot of tennis and fucking.
Oh, yeah. Cat the whole bullshit. Month it's going to be tennis.
Yeah.
Cat tennis, and tennis.
Tennis. Yeah.
So, oh, no, there you go.
What's
I'm that? Also a fan of this.
Ah.
When you see fucked license plates.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
This one, I Pwn Noobs.
Yeah, I Pwn Noobs. And it's also a WA license plate. So it really checks out.
I've gone over there. You get nine.
Yeah.
Get nine letters on a WA.
I guess. I mean, he got it in there, the vanity plate, just to let people know that he pwns noobs.
Pwn noobs. Pwning something is like, that's an internet term, right?
It's for owning it, right?
Yeah. He clearly pwns noobs.
Dude, that guy
if
fucks.
If you're in WA and you're fucking driving around with that number plate, you're clearly not a noob.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a fucking king.
Oh, dude.
Is that my sprite? Because my sprite's turned into water somehow.
I don't know, dude. What did you do? Yeah, there's that right. can there. Is that yours?
Can you grab that?
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't mean to. We can cut this.
No. Just ruin the flow, man.
That's empty. Yeah.
Just fuck the flow.
I did have a glass of sprite.
That one looks like it's
Is that
fizzing.
Yours?
You guys swapped, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that yours?
Because Cody didn't have any Sprite.
Do you want the fresh one?
Oh. What's that?
No, that's a... Yeah.
Oh.
How did you guys swap?
Fuck, my water's very sugary. Mean,
speaking of car crashes, back to the podcast.
So, tennis. Tennis, and then... All right.
Here we go.
Great. It's a screenshot of somebody's Instagram stories.
Right.
I'll steal Marcus this and make it a joke.
Quote.
Oh, there's a person who's quitting comedy and they don't stop doing these huge elaborate posts about how that they're leaving comedy and this is their farewell tour. And then these all like Marcus Aurelius, like in the battlefield, like this is my last run.
Nothing happens to anyone that he can't endure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so that's comedy, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true. People fucking
do a lot of shit
all the time.
Hey, is Marcus still alive by any chance? No, he died ages ago. Well. Yeah. Looks like he was full of shit. Mate, a lot of tennis. Were you there every day?
I was there pretty much every day. Yeah.
It's pretty
down the road.
There's one I'm not pointing to the camera.
Yeah.
I'm not a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Show me it slowly. Oh. That's, it's he was confused for Shane Gillis, a special needs gentleman.
Great.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I called him a gentleman, so it's that? Fine. He's on the phone. That's like the set of a. The fucking swamp. What's his? The swamp creature.
That's swamping. Mike's wedding photos.
Yeah,
he got him pre-done.
One of those old movies, Creature from the Black Lagoon, or something. And he's with some hot lady, and so like, yeah, I was gonna post it with every comedian and his girlfriend or wife.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's so true.
Checks out.
And then for some reason, Chucky from the old Child's Play movies, which I'm a big.
Yeah.
Big fan of.
The Chucky doll screaming. That's because, again, back to tennis, Andre Rublev looks like Chucky, the crazy
nice.
Russian
player.
He's
got player. The John Grudens about him.
Yeah. Ah. So that went off in the tennis group chat, dude.
It's
You've done
all.
It again, Mike. He does look like Chucky.
It does.
I cannot stress enough. This is tennis, cat, tennis, one fuck screenshot, tennis.
Yeah.
Then a band.
Yeah.
What sort of music
I
is
like
it?
To mix it up, dude. Yeah. You know, Mike G contains multitudes.
Yeah. Big night at the tennis, obviously. You've taken a photo of Depends.
Yeah. Oh,
and night defense.
Yeah.
And were you like that glued to the tennis that you didn't want to go to the toilet?
Yeah.
You're like, hell yeah.
So
like
I bought adult diapers so I could just fucking power through a five setter. You know?
Also love like, for a nappy, like anyone, you know, whatever they'd call it something. I assume it would have gentler language.
Yeah.
If it was a female product,
right.
The same description, but a man's one, it just sounds like Navy SEAL kit. Men advanced protection, night defense.
Yeah. Night defense.
Calm down. Calm down, SAS.
Don't worry.
Piss yourself. A0 Dark 30.
If you shit yourself at night, the boys have got your back. They have got your back. Don't you worry, mate.
Yeah.
Defense.
That was a gag gift for my 43rd birthday. The pack of diapers, you know.
Oh, that's
so I'm
good.
Incontinent now, and you know, shitting myself on the reg.
Man, that'd be great if you did wear them to the tennis. I should. I give out 8 seltzers and 2 hot dogs, yeah. And you watch this 8-hour match. It's sick.
I'm in a corporate box, and you know, there's all these Network 9 execs sitting around, yeah. And I'm just filling up.
Filling up. Yeah,
dude, the circle of life right in my chair.
Just filling up.
Anything else in the camera roll, or was that?
Yeah, there was a screenshot of something called the 9/11 magazine.
Yeah. So that came up for some reason in my Twitter feed. It was the, you know, the Porsche 911.
Oh.
And they have an offshoot magazine called 911 Magazine. And I'm like, did you not think this through? Yeah. Did you?
Well, they forgot.
Yeah. So clearly.
Special forgot. Twin issue.
We all got told to never forget. Porsche forgot.
Dude, there's a fold out in it that's an inside job, you know? Like, and so I never posted about it, but it was just wild to me that they did.
Jet fuel won't melt the petrol tank.
Yeah. An issue so hot, yeah. It'll melt steel beams.
Yeah.
Exactly. Osama been racing in this. Yeah. I'll tell you what, he's fucking flying.
So, yeah, the fact that that would have gone through so many, I don't know, their publishing committee, whatever the fuck, and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, 9/11 magazine. That's.
Wonder if anyone just said. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
But no,
the,
good on
the CEO,
them.
Like they don't sell enough issues, and the CEO goes, look, this whole thing has been an absolute plane crash. Whole board meeting just cracks up laughing. He's like, what are you laughing at? It's a failure, the magazine. It's like 2 buildings have fallen down.
Do you think do you think someone, the graphics department or whatever, just sent that in, going, well, how funny is this? And then a month later, they see it printed, like, no fucking way.
Yeah.
It's unchecked.
It's gone too far.
Just put it out there. Yeah. Let's see how far up the chain it gets until you get an angry email back. Yeah. What the fuck are you thinking, 9/11 magazine? What, it's out right now.
Because it was always written 9 and 11, so they never put 2 and 2 together.
That might be it for the camera roll and my phone.
I like that too. The 911, the magazine cover has the 911, the Porsche 911 versus a guy on a bike, which does seem like bullying in a race.
Yeah.
21 gears, really? Yeah. Watch this.
All right. So should we keep moving with the phone?
Yeah,
so
let's keep it moving.
Hand that one back, Cody. Oh, yeah. And then we'll spin the wheel again to see what Seagert's looking at in Cody's phone. Oh.
Are you nervous about anything, Cody? You're probably not nervous. You know, are you doing a festival show this year?
No.
You're still writing?
So that is search history. Search history.
Search history.
Yeah.
Who's this for?
This is, you're going through Cody's search history.
Oh. Recent search. UFC.
Yep. Yikes. First thing to do, iPhone 15 Pro Max Reddit.
So I got a new phone.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know, it's like, is there anything I should adjust? What should I install?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's so funny, man.
Yeah.
It's like, you have not given any grounds for search or whatever. Is there anything I got to do with this? Like, how do I get the camera working better? Or what should I do? Have I just got to do something with this? What do I do? Just answer it?
How does this work?
Yeah. Does this pair with
you
my
go to Reddit? The prior search, I assume. Oh, no, it's not going to.
Oh, shit.
How do I keep it unlocked for long enough?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Jesus Christ.
That's so, right.
I obviously didn't read the fucking thing.
No, that's all right.
I'll just keep playing with it. Keep fucking...
But they'll go, the app you need, Facebook Messenger. You go,
Right, so this is brand new. This is only a few days.
Like for some reason, I think Tom needs to go on Reddit as well. He doesn't even know how to scroll down. You just move your finger the other way. Moving his thumb the wrong way.
And you'd think once that didn't work, you'd try the other way, but I just persisted with that. Oh, it'll come good. It'll come good.
Jesus.
But first things, have you got a cover? Is this got a cover?
It's coming.
Oh, you got to get a cover.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Got to get a cover.
And then you accidentally just clicked on the first link. This is so
fuck.
How do you go backwards?
Oh, Jesus. No.
Click on search.
Yeah.
This is like, we're 300 apps in. Yeah. It feels like episode 2. Yeah, yeah. It's like we're just working
on the phone. I need the phone help. Yeah.
Probably not a good move to get two guys that don't get phones on your 300th episode.
I'm very good with text. I just don't know how to use a fucking iPhone. It's then you just coming from Samsung.
Something else.
Ah, it's a mess.
And then he's still just scrolling down.
I'm keeping it alive.
Oh, you keep
I'm
it going.
Alive.
Oh,
I'm keeping
right.
it alive.
Yeah. What else? What else?
He's got
we
it
got
set
there?
To 1.5 seconds. It fucking locks up. He's obviously that paranoid about anyone seeing what's on
I don't
there.
Know how to change it.
Man, I thought you couldn't work this phone, but you've absolutely crushed it. In one of your searches, it just says Twitter.
What?
Twitter.
Oh, just perfect.
Hey, well, can I log on to Twitter on this new phone?
Well, this is he's got Fifi Feather Nix. I don't know whether he's. He's Googled himself trying to work out how to get to work or how to...
You've Googled
what time he starts?
Twitter, then Nick Cody.
Yeah.
Yep. UFC, Russell Brand.
Russell Brand, yep.
Okay. Yeah. Is he back in the news?
I saw there was an article of him just on a podcast.
Yeah.
I was like, who put him on a pod?
Yeah.
And it turned out it was Tucker Carlson.
Oh, shit.
And that checks out.
That checks out.
Yeah.
Who's Tucker Carlson?
He's like ex-Fox News.
Right wing.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but...
Well, the media are against Russell Brand and they're against Tucker.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? It's... Yeah,
against is a weird.
Yeah, the whole world is against them. The government, they come out to get them.
So are you saying you're a Russell Brand supporter?
Man, the whole government's against him. It's against who are the other bad guys?
Why the government? Do you think it's just the government?
Yeah, the government and the media. It's everybody.
It's all the
big conspiracy theory.
I love when I start seeing uncles post shit like that on Facebook.
Yeah.
The government, the media, you go, you clicked a few things and now you're in.
Man, whatever,
you think
everything's true. Yeah.
The algorithm's got you.
That's the thing I miss about the old days is your weird uncle would restore a motorbike or a car or something whatever. But now they're just like, fucking the government's against Russell Brand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't say anything anymore. You're like, nah, man, just go back to the old days. Get a model train set or something.
Yeah.
You know, scale electrics, something like that. Get in there.
Yeah, it's the internet's helped you realize which of your relatives are useless.
Yeah.
Because the useful ones are doing useful things.
Yeah.
And the ones that aren't are just going for it.
Yeah.
Going for it online.
Yeah. I had an uncle post about the woke mind virus the other day. And I was like, he's gone. It's all over. There's no coming back from that.
You start sending him like war planes to put together. Get into this. Dude, you know what I mean?
I'll send him a subscription to 9/11 magazine. Yeah. Dude. I'd love that shit.
I always thought, like, I'd see those stories of a bloke that just lives in a, there was a story guy that just fishes every day, some part of Queensland, all the locals know him. He just fishes and surfs, does nothing, lives in a little place. And I used to read that story and go, fuck, that's grim. Now I'm like, that sounds pretty great.
Yeah.
He's absolutely nailing it.
Oh, yeah.
I judged him incorrectly.
Oh, yeah.
I love hanging out with my mates that don't do any comedy or anything. And I'm like, I'll take a photo of them and I go, hey, guys, what's your Instagram handles? And they're like, oh, we don't know. We haven't looked at it in like months. I couldn't tell you my handle. I'm like, that is, I would love that. I would love not to know.
Yeah.
I would love not to know anything like that. They're just free of stuff. They're like, why would you post a photo of this? We're just having a good time.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but I feel as a comedian, the job's never done. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I got mates that'll come home Friday night, sit on the couch, crack open a beer, and they're done.
Yeah.
And I just, with comedy, it's never done. Like,
no,
you
it's
just
never
feel
done,
like, fuck, there's something I should be doing.
Yeah.
Or, that's depressing. But I like the order of this. You've gone Powerball results, obviously found those out, and then Googled Fifi, Feather, Nick, like you've had to.
I've got to go back to work. Sorry, guys.
You've got to apologize to telling him to fuck off.
Yeah. My wife got me a joke ticket that had the winning numbers on there. I'm so sorry. What? Fox FM isn't a part of the mind virus. I'm sorry I said that.
I said some awful things.
You're like, Russell Brand's still going. Yeah. I haven't won Powerball. Yeah. Back to work.
Yeah. Whoever shit on the desk, I don't know. But I'll clean it up. That's what I'll do to make it up to you. I'm
how
sorry.
How to get human shit off desk.
Reddit.
Anything else in the search history there? Should we keep moving?
Napoleon. Oh, here's a long one. Not all of my messages transferred to my new iPhone from Samsung.
Man. There you go. Oh, you have gone full boomer, Dad.
I love I'm across tech. Yeah. I'm good with tech. Not iPhones, though.
Yeah, true.
You know what happened? I didn't realize when I was transferring everything over, I had the Samsung. It was just on.
Yeah.
And people called. So I was like, fuck, hey, can't talk. This shit's happening. And it fucked everything. So I moved everything across and then had to wipe it and do it all again. I was worried I wouldn't be able to come on here.
Yeah.
Because shit hadn't transferred over.
Oh, true.
Turning up with an empty phone, looking like the most sus bloke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just a brand new... Good luck.
How do I get photos from iPad onto iPhone? You know, that'd be the most boomer thing ever, eh? Well, you know, I just love seeing it at a tourist attraction, just the iPad out unashamedly. I'm like, hell yeah, you go, King.
Yeah.
You know? I saw it at Bribie Island, the sunny coast, a guy trying to take a photo of his wife on his jet ski with an iPad. I was rules. Like, this is what I want to be. You know, when I get older, you know, like this absolutely.
Well, I don't know whether you guys, with a diary, I've still got it's up there, a hard copy a diary. And it's like, I love it, but if you lose it, you're absolutely fucked. And so what I do is once a week, at the end of every week, and this is what I call backing it up, I get my phone and take a photo of every page in the diary. And that's backing it up. And my wife saw me doing this once and she said, this is the saddest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. She's like, this tops the bum way out of the tree.
Yeah, just go back. Go back. Yeah.
Put the bum way video back up. Yeah. Do not let anybody see this. Photos of your diary.
Because I'm 45 and I feel like I'm that perfect age where I can't fix a fucking motorbike. I can't put on a deck. I can't fix a lawnmower. And I have no idea how to do anything tech. I missed both.
Wow.
Like I didn't have a computer at school. We did not see a computer at school.
Yeah,
And also in woodwork, we're doing shit like making ashtrays. So I'm just useless.
That's why, and I will go you here, the tone about what I've typed in to Google, that's me fixing a thing.
Right.
Boomers just wouldn't have any fucking messages on their phone because they're all stuck on the old phone.
Yeah.
You can ask for help.
Dude, one of the funniest things ever, this shows how, you know, not tech you are, and it was very funny. You wrote a children's book and you showed it to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, this is awesome. And then you go, oh man, I'm never doing one again. Took me like 3 months to color all the pictures in.
Yeah.
Seriously. I'm like, what, you didn't? I said, you could have just asked me. I would have drawn this and just drag and drop the colors. You're like, nah, man. I just sat by the TV for like 8 hours a day and just colored this in.
Every
page colored in.
And I had
artisanal
over Christmas. This a cousin, she would be 17. She was in disbelief that I had got a pencil and colored in because the book took me a day to write, a week to illustrate, and 4 months to colour it in. I was seriously like, I was finishing pencils.
Yeah.
I was like, I've finished the green pencil. And you'd be going, I'd have to go to Officeworks and go, I just need just a green. So I don't need a whole set. And I'd have to order it. It was a nightmare. And then when I found out, I could have done this in 15 minutes. Like, just dragged over all these colours.
Yeah.
And it would have done such a better job.
Man, it was so good. Round the back of the comics lounge, I'm trying not to laugh because it's so good. Like, the book is awesome. And, it was just perfect. Yeah. All right, so what going?
Is the Kindle version of the book, if I buy it on Kindle, is it just photos you took of each page? You can see his thumb in one. Yeah.
The audio, you actually have to ring me. Yeah. I'm driving at the moment.
Comes with a cassette. Oh, man, I got to record this. Like, they've ordered 100. I got to record it 100 times into the cassette.
If there was an easier way, I'd do it.
Yeah. It's become a bestseller. I'm going to fucking kill myself. My hands are so tired. I've lost my voice.
Everyone that orders one.
Fuck!
All right.
The job's never done.
Oh, you want me to sign it as well, do you? Yeah. I just coloured the whole thing.
We'll keep it moving with Sigurd's phone. Spinning the wheel to see what Capper is looking at.
Is it a phone call?
And that's camera roll again. Camera roll.
This could be anything.
Yeah.
Sigurd just got a message from his wife.
I know. Well, yeah. It's
a message saying...
It's his diary. It's all going to be his diary. Yeah.
That's nice, isn't it? It's him doing the...
Oh, no.
The bum way out the window.
One Tam just sent me. Well, I'm not meant to be reading it.
Yeah. No. I'll
that's a text message he just sent me with Scott Pendlebury and his wife having coffee, and she said, the Pendlebury's have coffee together every morning.
Oh,
it's good saying
you don't have coffee with you.
I don't drink coffee. I've never had a coffee in my life.
Did you say he's also a fucking AFL Premiership captain?
Yeah.
So just relax.
Yeah, just relax. I impersonate.
Sometimes you have to burn yourself to win.
All right, so Sigurd's camera roll, Capper's.
Did you get some merch done or something like that?
No, that's a mate's company he's just started up. So I took a photo of my wife wearing the merch, sent it through, and that'll be off to St. Vinny's by tomorrow morning.
Sigurd's in charge of knitting
morning.
All the T-shirts. Yeah.
Colouring them in.
Yeah, doing everyone by hand.
You've got... You've got the Bundaberg ginger beer mini cans.
Ah, yes.
You've taken a photo of that, and it's reduced by like a dollar.
Yeah.
And you're like, did you send this to your wife going, hell, good
saving. No, well, interesting story. Yeah. The mini cans we were talking about before, went to Coles. I went to Subway, took the boys for lunch. Tam was working, so three of us at Subway. They wanted a soft drink. So I went into Coles right next door, brought a six-pack of those, and... they're on sale, $5.95, I think, down from $7.90. Went through, but they scanned at $7.90 and at the self-serve. Mm. And I was like, it's $2. Do I want to be that guy that whinges over $2? And my sons are like, oh, yeah. And I was like, all right. So I did it, called the lady. It was a whole thing. They had to go back, get a photo, bring it back. And you get it for free. So she goes, well, that's yours now. I said, what? And she said, no, it's part of the...
Bank error in your favour. Fucking monopoly rules at Coles. Yeah, I like it.
So you get it for free. And my sons were like, well, let's go and try everything. I said, well, then you got to buy everything. So if you prove them wrong, they've got the wrong price, you get it for free. So nothing's for free in this world except for a six-pack of Bundys.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's crazy you mentioned that because I went... whenever I go to Perth, I go crabbing with... Brett's mate, this big guy Tone, he's the nicest fella, and he was in his house. He had his daughter and her husband living with him, right?
Yep.
And they had a full racket going. They had two fridges full of steaks because they just find the ones that don't have the right price on them.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they just put them all through, and they go, "Oh, hang on. Well, this steak, you can get it for free." And they just had fridges full of steaks. They're like, "Man, do you want 10 steaks?"
Huh? Yeah.
They had a full racket going, and they were calling each other like, hey, we got a supermarket
here
we can fucking rip off.
Because I was thinking about it, because what you would need is a phone that reads a barcode and tells you the price of something. Because you don't want to be taking everything to the self. So if you could just go around scanning, comparing, I'll tell you another little racket. It's free money, but it's a hard way to make money.
Yeah.
When you sign up for Try Booking, when you change your account on Try Booking, I just started a comedy account, and so I changed the bank account that my Try Booking tickets goes into. To know that it's you, it puts
the smallest amount of money,
random amount of money into your account, and you have to write down what that number is. So mine was actually quite high. Mine was 0. So mine was 97 cents. Uh-huh. So they just gifted me 97 cents. And I just then go into the website, 97 cents, bingo. And I thought, fuck, I'm just going to cross it over again and just spend the whole day getting 8 cents, 27 cents, 36 cents. And it's a shit way to earn a living. But
Yeah,
the guys at Try Booking are like, I found the code. Just what an anomaly.
Tom Sigurd Comedy 986 at hotmail.com.
It's got guy's a fucking genius. Send out the dogs. We got to get take this guy down.
The one person I thought wouldn't fucking work out how to beat the system, it's this bloke.
Yeah.
Beat the system. I also like the idea of you scanning everything and just getting what you can. Yeah. It's like, Dad, what's for dinner? Walnuts and Omo. Dig in, boys.
It's Christmas coming early. I love hearing shit that makes me feel less Jewish.
Yeah. Yeah, we got no milk to put on my Nutri-Grain. Well, we got ginger beer. We got 400 liters of it.
Anything else in there?
By the way, you only went, you sort of, you had a halfway picnic in Subway. Like, you went and got drinks because you didn't want to buy the drinks at Subway because they're more expensive. But I like the idea of you went to shops going, fucking rolls are pretty cheap. I'm going to get some sliced ham at the deli. Hold on a second.
Yeah, yeah,
boys,
yeah.
What do you want on it? Stay there. Just cut it up.
Daddy's got that tribe booking money. Let's go.
Another day, another 97 cents.
Anything else in the camera roll? Because we'll move on.
No, I don't think there's anything else. You know, a lot of family stuff. And it's got you as the suburban footballer, your character you play.
Yeah,
and you've taken a couple of photos, and there's one where the dude's got a Sharon football just tattooed on his.
Yeah, I thought that was just a pretty cool tat. But after every gig I do at a footy club, I get everyone. It's become a bit of a thing now that the whole club gets together, and you know, it's between 80, sometimes it's 150 people, and we get a photo, and it's got to this, and it's and then I post it the next day, and it's good. Everyone tags each other, and it's become a thing now. I have to say. Guys, this has happened before. I know we've all had beers, we're having fun. Some of you guys have been drinking for 7 hours, some longer. There's every chance here someone's going to flop their dick out for this photo. Mm. And I've had that many phone calls the next day, not phone calls, messages. And I have saying, oh, mate, you know, I was at a show last night, had a ball. I had a few beers and in the photo I have my penis hanging out. I thought it'd be funny and a couple of people at work have seen it. So I have to say that. Before every photo now, I go, I'm not gonna take it down. It's not on you. You've been warned.
Yeah.
And still, last Friday, I can show you the pic. There's a guy with his nut hanging out. Was it at that gig? You would be amazed how people cannot. Where is he? Oh, maybe. No, that's not it. But I'll find.
Now it's like we'll a perverted Where's Waldo?
Yeah. We're just looking for the there's always.
One of those things, again, in the job, you'd never thought it would get to a point where you have to tell a room full of strangers.
Growing,
this has happened before,
men.
It'll happen again.
Yeah.
Don't get your dick out if you think you'll get in trouble.
Yeah, right. We're running out of time, but off the top of your head, entertaining at these football clubs, do you have like one go-to, just the wildest thing you've seen?
One that jumps out, it was the Stall Footy Club. It was a reverse draw.
Okay.
And so it was from 12 till 4 on a Sunday. Yeah. And they can go one of two ways.
Yeah.
You turn up and everyone's fresh as a daisy, they're cooking the barbecue, flipping the onion, everyone getting ready, or you rock up and everyone's on the UDLs, no one's slept, they're all grinding their jaws off.
Yeah.
And this was definitely the latter. They were just cooked. And it was a train wreck. And it was this two-story building that with a balcony that looked out onto the ground, and it was raining, and they had the old traditional cricket pitch, which meant the middle was just mud, like just mud. And this guy got up, got nude, and everyone was cheering. He goes, make sure you record this, make sure you record it and put it on your page. I said, all right, mate. Yeah. And he ran a lap, and it was phenomenal. It was like this kid could have been in the Olympics. And I was like, he's going to slow down. He's just like, and he was just ripped and looked $1 million, ran, did the full lap. In front of the, it would have been 100 people on the balcony, everyone cheering him. And then it's like, what do I do now? And so he's ran up to the centre and just did this skid through the centre and did a about 30 metres, just skid through. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Anyway, get home, Monday, get a phone call. I'll get a text message. Oh, Tommy, can you give us a call? And it's the president of the footy club. Okay. And it turns out this kid was 16. And
you've just, suburban footballers. post a child pornography.
So I'll post a child. Yeah, yeah, well, yeah. But the bigger concern is the local council's got on board of this, and they're going to strip the club of being able to use the ground and all this shit. And then and he goes, mate, you got to take it down. This kid is down the police station at the moment. It's bad news.
Yeah, mate, and you heard my spiel beforehand. This has happened before. I will not take it.
Now you've got to say before you take a photo, please, no dicks out, and everyone be of age.
Please all be of age.
If I cave on this, I'm not a man of my word. I'm sorry. Yeah, so he was down at the police station with his parents, the whole thing. And anyway, so I took it down, and then the president's rung again. He's gone, mate, one of your photos. It's just these two girls, because I take all photos. There's two girls going, and he's just in the background getting his gear off in the prep. And it was like, just pretend our club never existed. Just delete the whole experience. And I was like, no dramas. And so that was one that sort of jumped out. But there's always stuff. Like, you walk in and...
Where's that story on ABC Life? ABC's always like, yeah, the country footy club's shutting down. They don't have enough people. The young people have moved into the big city. Yeah. It's never a 16-year-old got his dick out, did a lap. Council's pull fuck.
Far out. And just them all knowing it, just like, hey, brother, you know, cheering him on from a balcony. And, like watching a kid run nude.
Yeah, the what kills me, no one at any point, the 100 on the balcony, no one's like, isn't he the under-17s captain?
Yeah. And I love that, like, yeah, he'd been drinking for 48 hours off his head, underage, and they're treating him like Nelson Mandela. Like, he's innocent. He's an innocent man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The system.
He hasn't even got his L's yet.
Yeah. He's going for his pen license this week. He's going to be on the fucking... on the grey leads until he's 21.
The driver's instructor's local. He goes, mate, if you can drive this as fast as you got around that field, I'll tell you that.
Well, we should do Cap's phone real quick. And then
I don't really have anything interesting, man, so I just thought I'd bring in my notes.
Your journal.
Yeah,
right?
I bought my journal in. Just 300 episode. Cool.
All right.
I thought we could just...
Tommy to colour it?
Yeah, yeah. I colouring. All right,
Jesus Christ.
That picture is a horror movie like a kid in a horror movie where the teacher has to talk to the parents. They've scribbled some hectic shit. We think you've seen the devil.
I just bought a bunch of textures at the supermarket on my honeymoon, and then I just got drunk by the pool.
Yeah,
I just was like. Yeah. Basically holding the texter like this.
Right.
Anyway.
What a honeymoon for your wife.
Dreams do come true.
She had to do like 3 or 4 hours at the office of her work, you know, just in the morning.
Yeah.
And then, I would just sit there. And
that was doodle time.
Just getting drunk. Yeah.
Man, my honeymoon was similar in the way we went to Vietnam, this place, Phu Quoc Island. And my wife
did
is
she
like
go?
Italian, French. Yeah, I loved it.
I went to Vietnam by myself.
Yeah. She's like Italian French background and tans, and I'm, you know, getting burnt by the fucking light in here. So all the photos are like me at a bar, like a little beach bar, sitting under cover with a hat on.
Yeah.
And just like selfies, and she's waving in the background. By the ocean. She's like, we should swim today. I'm like, before 8 a.m. Yeah, I'll fucking get in there.
There's a fucking lot going on. If you did leave this at a cafe and they found it, they'd be like, yeah.
Kick your door in.
There's a killer on the loose.
Yeah.
There's just the there's nothing on the front.
Please don't take any photos of this dog.
There's a whole page dedicated to a character called Huge Jackman. There's a lot
That's
of
good.
MILF Manor stuff. It looks like a lot of like rhymes. There's a lot of little songs.
Shit. What do we
Well,
got
the
there?
Huge Jackman, he sings about his mangina. Have we talked about this before?
Yeah, I've been to France. I've been to China. Now check out my Huge Jackman mangina.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought.
It's good stuff, dude.
I thought that'd be a great song.
Yeah. That was day three of the honeymoon. Day one of the divorce.
Honey, this is what you've been married to. You know that house we always wanted to buy? I got the ticket.
Yeah.
New Jack Mangina.
She only just discovers the book on the honeymoon. What's that you do? Yeah. What are you doing there?
There's I wrote something in the sand for you. She thinks that their names and a big love heart. I've been to France. I've been to China.
There's a like a bird with its tits swinging around, and it's got four legs.
Pretty cool.
So yeah. I imagine what this is a fantasy creature because it's got.
That's what happens when you get to the end of Pornhub or whatever. You just got to draw your own.
you got to draw your
own. I've seen everything.
Damn Korean BTS band. Now I got to draw my own titties.
A bird. The four legs. I suppose the four legs. So it has two pussies. Is that a?
Yeah. This kind of. This something three. Happened recently. I bought
Kappa's just shit
four
AI.
Four legs, two pussies.
Yeah,
we'd have three.
That's four
in between each leg.
Yeah, that's bird.
Four. Mathematical about this.
Birds let's don't argue. Have
yeah, how many man
a
cloaca.
That's what birds have.
It's a bum weir's nightmare. With four legs.
No, it's the same hole. A cloaca. That's what a bird has. Yeah. They don't have two. Just the one hole.
And then you yelled at yourself, "Stop drawing right."
Yeah.
So you want to write, but you still keep drawing. This looks like a talking turd monster that's telling you to do that.
Yeah.
And it's got Mickey Mouse gloves on. And it's the character's called Flubchi. Is this?
Yeah, I thought Flubchi's a funny name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Flubchi. Check out little Flubchi. Okay. Hey, Flubchi.
Man, I'd love to be in your brain.
Would you? I think you'd kill yourself immediately.
I bought a bunch of cheap texters on the honeymoon just at the IGA, right?
Yeah.
I like drawing with texters. And my wife said, my dad wants to buy you a Christmas gift. What would you like? And I just said as a fun thing, some really nice texters, right? And then he did buy me texters for Christmas.
Did he get you the full, a full set?
Yeah, a really nice set of texters. And I'm like, thanks, Al. This is so good. And he goes, I went to Officeworks. And I said, do you have some texters? And the lady goes, who are they for, your grandkids? And he goes, no, it's for my 41-year-old son-in-law.
He's drawing shit monsters with Mickey Mouse hands and Hugh Jackman China. What texters do you recommend?
Is he an architect? No, he's a comedian.
It'd be a great industry to get into, the texters, because you'd know a child's inability to put a lid back on a texter is mind-blowing. Like, just fucking put it back on.
Well, dude,
the amount of dry texters we've had at our place. Like, there's another one ruined. And it is
amazing.
Put them back on.
My 2-year-old will just take his nappy off, go, Dad, we in here, I'll get a new one. You go, all right. So you figured all that out.
Yeah.
You're going to put it in the... It'll just take it off and just leave it on the floor and then walk, get another nappy, put that on. Yeah. You go, the fucking thing filled with piss, you know, the bins next to where the new nappies are.
That's what Mike's
don't even know what you're talking about.
That's what Mike's fiance complains about when he uses his adult nappies.
Just drops
watches the tennis and takes them off.
It's full boat. There we go.
It's just filled up.
Sorry, I got distracted because there's another picture of a bird with tits, and then it says any beautiful. And then the writing next to it says any beautiful women here. It's hard to be faithful to your wife. So it's a.
That's on the honeymoon.
That's was funny. I was trying to be like.
It is hard to be faithful to your wife, especially when
on the honeymoon.
Yeah.
I was trying to
especially with all these
birds with tits.
I was trying to do a funny bit where you go,
these avian whores flying all around.
I thought it'd be funny to do a bit where you're on stage. You go, is there any beautiful women here? Is there any beautiful? It's hard to be faithful to your wife. Like whenever I go on tour, she goes, don't buy any more pets.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so annoying because I'm on tour and I want to buy more pets.
Yeah,
it's hard to be faithful. Yeah, what goes on tour stays on tour. Guess who's the proud new owner of an Alaskan Malamar? that's really on the cutting room floor. Yeah.
All right.
What an insane book.
Yeah.
That is fucking wild.
A throwback.
There's no bad ideas.
There's no bad ideas.
No way,
a throwback to the early episodes. We dropped a lot of these hacks early on, but Cody, you'd remember there was the oral, where we gave like three options. It was like fuck, marry, kill, singer, but it was like oral.
They're all oral.
Yeah, oral's one person you could talk to the rest of your life. The other person you have to go down on, and the third person goes down on you, right? So, Cody, I figured I'd give you an option for oral, and then just see how you talk your way through it. All right. So one person you talk to, one you go down on, the other one goes down on you. Your options are Chris Rock, The Rock, and Kid Rock.
Sorry. Chris Rock who?
The Rock.
Oh, The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kid Rock.
I can't talk to Kid Rock.
No?
I couldn't.
Oh.
I reckon he'd be the best.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, you don't have to agree with him,
Trump.
But you can chat.
Yeah.
Maybe he'd have the wildest stories.
Yeah.
Chris Rock, I reckon that intonation after a while might get me.
Oh, yeah.
So I think... I'm sucking off the Rock.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I came into this episode knowing that already.
Yeah.
So this has worked out superbly.
Yeah.
You went in my notes.
Yeah.
That's what's in my book.
Yeah.
Drawings of me sucking off the Rock.
Yeah. Actually, as soon as you walk through the door, before we even turn the podcast on, you're like, I'm sucking off the Rock.
Sorry, I'm late. I'm daydreaming.
Yeah. So then you're, yeah.
Yeah, because I think even to talk to The Rock, I think he's a bit, he seems like Kevin Hart, uh-huh. That like showbiz hustle.
Yeah.
It would sound like motivational memes.
Yeah. It'd be selling all day tequila long. Activewear or some shit.
Yeah.
I find Chris Rock quite annoying when he's talking all the time.
So
maybe you'd like, stick a penis in his mouth to shut him up.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Whoa. But, and then I think, act like I'm bad. You're the one that brought up the bloody topic.
Bro.
Jesus.
Dude, you want to get sucked off by Chris Rock? That's so weird. That's weird, dude. Come on a podcast and say that. Yeah. Disgusting. Yeah. Dude, we're recording.
This is on the internet.
You can go, Tom.
Shut it down.
What was I meant to do? Yeah. There's only one right answer. That was wrong, Tom.
Yeah.
That's gross. Dude, cut that. We're done. Yeah.
The only racial guy of the three?
Yeah. I support African American voices, but not you. Yeah. You want to stifle them.
Silence is violence.
Yeah.
So Kid Rock then goes down on you.
Yeah, I think I'll chat to Kid Rock.
Yep. Oh, chat to Kid Rock.
Might have to chat to Kid Rock.
Yeah, have some great ideas.
Yeah. Because I figure the best things Chris Rock has to say, I've heard them.
Yeah.
Whereas Kid Rock sounds like, you know, a couple beers in, he's gonna start saying shit. And I'm all ears.
My wife
never understands. Like, oh, if there's someone nuts at a bar, I end up talking to my wife's like, how do you just listen to that? I'm like, how do you not?
Yeah.
Like, what a great. Life is just filled with a lot of the same shit day in, day out. Here's a fucking loose cannon in the corner. Yeah. And he wants to chat to me.
Yeah.
Go on, bud. So I'll chat with Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Sucked off by... No, chat to Kid Rock.
To Kid Rock.
Oral from Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Blow the rock.
I reckon Chris Rock would do a good job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Better than Kid Rock.
Yeah.
Well, you could, you could slap Chris Rock while he's doing it. But I think Kid Rock goes down on you, right? Lovely blonde head of hair, you know, you could pretend it's
squint.
Oh, yeah. Has he no teeth yet? He's gotta be heading down that path.
Yeah, he's methy.
Is he methy?
Is he? I think he's got a few.
I saw his Instagram page. He's like talking to Trump and shit.
He's
full Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I figured too, if I suck the Rock off, I'll get to use his gym. He'll give me some tequila afterwards. So I won't. I'll forget. Yeah. Who cares?
So there's a reason we dropped Oral from the pods like fucking 200 episodes ago.
Yeah.
And then
Tom and his potty mouth.
Yeah. There's a rap option as well if you wanted to do a rap, unless you wanted to float a different hack for Tom Seegert. But
we do have a hack for you. Seegert.
I thought the photos was the hack.
No. You can post this on your Facebook page if you like. I don't know if you want to. It's just because you are doing you're doing a comedy festival show, a split show, a stand up one with Evan Hocking.
Correct.
What's it called?
We didn't write enough material to have our own shows.
Evan Hocking. So we'll have to get him on sometime.
Good guy.
He's great.
Lovely
great guy. Good comedian. I thought maybe you could put this on your either on Instagram or Facebook. You don't have to. A poster of that show.
Yep.
And you go, hey, most of you guys know me as the suburban footballer, but this year I'm disrobing the Guernsey to do half an hour of comedy. I've poured my heart and soul into this show, getting deeper than just being a club footballer while having a few laughs along the way.
Oh,
I'm proud of this. This show, it's finally the real me. Get your tickets now. Thomas Seegert.
If you post it, you don't have to leave it on for long.
Yeah.
But the people, because I don't want to sound like a flog, but there are about 90,000 people follow that Suburban Football page.
I know, I thought this would be your personal one.
And some of them aren't. they're not going to see the...
The joke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the whole thing.
That's the whole point.
That's the whole point, man.
But, well, that's an option otherwise.
Is there a way that if you could somehow make everyone aware? Because I think what I've done with your phone hacks, you said, have I seen any of your phone hacks? I probably have, but I just don't see social media
enough to
know that it's a bullshit.
Yeah, you could, like, an hour later you go in, you just do an edit over it, you go, this is all bullshit for a podcast episode.
Yeah, you just edit
okay.
Well, that's an option. Otherwise, a listener sent in this picture of Godzilla with giant tits.
Yeah, yep.
And you post that, and there's a recent Godzilla movie that was called Godzilla Minus One, and you go, forget Godzilla Minus One. I want to see Godzilla Plus Two. You put that up. I'm like, hell yeah.
I'll do this a bit. I'll do it on my, I'll do it on my own part. And the reason I did a gig, my festival show at the Rubber Chicken a couple of years ago, I was out the front of the Rubber Chicken, and it had the, you know, the A-frame board, it had Tom Seagate, and it was spelt wrong. It was EI, and it says 7 p.m. And I was in front of it, so, and I wrote, you dream, you believe, you create, you succeed.
Yeah.
As in, like, this is obviously career's fucking not going great.
Yeah.
And and I got, it was overwhelming support. Like, great stuff, mate. It's great to see it. And I was like, oh, my God. I felt sick. Like, I took it down because they thought that was... I had that in me to write that.
Isn't that a nice way, though, to find out you can just write nuff, nufty, nuffy under all of them?
Idiot.
Like, you're all gone. You've all lost my respect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buy a ticket. Don't talk to me.
But the fact that they thought I had that in me is...
Oh, dude, being earnest, like an earnest post to me is more painful than Godzilla with tits, you know, because just showing emotion or like being sincere is fucking rough.
It's not, I mean, it's horrific, but it could be worse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Pop up. Well, is there a way I can make everyone knows it's fake later?
Yeah. That's it. You edit it
half an hour later and at the top, you just go, update. This was for the Phone Hacks podcast.
Yeah. Check it out.
They made me post this bullshit.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 Yes. Maggie looked posted that she was pregnant.
Yeah. Well, and then there's a hack that Capper has been sitting on for a while that you've never done. This is the, you know, Chris Franklin did a parody song to Meredith the Brooks' Bitch.
Do I ever?
Yeah, The Bloke. We've heard it a million times, touring with a great man, right? Yeah. And so Capper, like, I got the music queued up for him to sing another version of the Meredith Brooks song Bitch, and then this is a parody of Bloke, but it's so I'm
what do I do, a selfie broke of me singing that?
Yeah, you can do a selfie. No, it's I'm real woke, I'm an ally, and I'm sorry, I'm a white guy, I will always be PC. My pronouns are him, he. I'm never not offended, trigger me and be defriended. You wouldn't have me any other way, right? So we'll get the music going, and then the you'll have to read, though, because I don't think you can remember all that. Do you want me to hold this up in the background? All right. So
do you want me to hold something up for it?
Mike, the ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. So you know when to come in? Wait, it's coming. There you go.
An ally, and I'm sorry, I'm a white guy, I will always be PC. My pronouns are him, he. I'm never not offended, trigger me and be defriended. You know you wouldn't have me any other way.
That's cool, you're gay.
That's good.
So, yeah, I'll post that as a reel.
Yeah, dude, it's going to go off. It's going to be bigger than Bloke. You're going to be at the MCG doing I'm a woke, I'm an ally for the grand final. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I want to do the whole song. Just the first line.
Yeah.
All I can think the first line is, my two best friends are bi,
and that's okay because I'm a new age guy. So you can use that one. Yeah.
Now, Mike, I have a hack for you.
Yeah.
Now, I got sent something that you've kept very quiet.
Oh, God. All
right. You've kept very quiet.
What is this?
A friend sent me something. He goes, do you know about this?
Uh-huh.
And it's by... for years you've ragged on comedy courses.
Yeah.
But then I found out that you are actually teaching at the School of Hard Knock Knocks.
No.
Oh. Teaching?
Yeah, you are. Oh, wow. He's openly bagged this out for so many years. Wow. And I'm like, I saw this and it was like, it was better than my wedding day. I was like, this is so funny.
If you can't do teach.
Yeah. If you can't do teach.
I thought it was finally time for me to impart my wisdom on, the comedy pupils of Melbourne, right?
Well, all I did, man,
I'm
going
to sign up for that course. Yeah. Just to see
you. I should show up.
Have you guys heard Chris Franklin's bloke? Yeah. Well, today
we're doing woke. So I thought you could just post that photo. It's sold out already, so it's fine.
Right.
So you could just post that photo on your Instagram and you go, I've reached a few big mountains in my comedy career. In brackets, sold out shows, TV, etc. Uh-huh. But the next is teaching. Come along and see what 15 years in the game has to offer. Day one, Sunday, the basics, finding yourself, joke structure and preparation. Day two, Monday, generating confidence and building content. Day three, delivering and controlling a room. Day four, the graduation clothes and preparation and photo headshots. Day five, Thursday, graduation night and performance. Mike G out.
I fucking hate it. And just to put it out there, I'm not teaching at this actually. The way it's was framed to me.
You're teaching.
You go do a set after their Hard Knock Knocks comedy night, right? But you want me to full on?
No, it's not. You do,
isn't
you do,
it?
You
yeah. Do. Have you done it?
No, I'm doing it later in the year.
But see.
But there's two.
Yeah.
You do a teaching session. And then you headline after their performance a week later. 100%.
Are you sure? Yeah, look at him. Are you sure? And then you're going to have the chair backwards and you go, this is how it's going to go, guys.
Yeah, I'll spin the chair around. I'll be the cool teach.
Cool teach.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Punchlines.
Send me that photo. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a cool coach.
Work on your guns. Don't take no shit.
Work on your guns?
Work on your guns.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, work on
all
your
right,
guns.
All right, so you want me to put this, what, on Instagram and then have the structure of the course outlined?
Yes.
All right, yeah.
Fuck. So,
sure.
Going to do that. But, guys, thank you so much for joining us on the 300th episode. Sorry we've gone a bit over time.
Yeah,
thanks for having us.
But, Cody, you got your special out on YouTube.
Yeah, Nick Cody Live at the Corner Hotel.
It's going off.
In 4K. It's going all right. It's like 50,000. It's just stayed there.
Yeah. You
I
never
want a
know
2 billion. I want it to be billion. New Gangnam Style. And it hasn't caught on.
300,000.
Even though I do yell at a woman's ass in it aggressively, I thought, if that's cool for Psy.
Yeah. Dude, well, this will give you the boost you need. You'll get up there, man. PhoneX 300 app.
It's, yeah. It'll somehow go to 48,000.
Man, why didn't you call
it? Is that even possible?
Why didn't you call your special BTS Sucks?
Oh.
You know, you should have called it that, dude. And Sigurd, you got your double show with Evan Hocking.
Great man, Evan Hocking. Yeah. And,
And you got your podcast.
Got the podcast. Good Banter podcast out weekly. It's
it's going well.
It's going all right. Ticking along.
Yeah.
Still waiting for that spike. It's just around the corner.
Man, you'll get it. You'll get it. No problem.
Yeah,
you know?
Looking forward to it.
We've been waiting for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
We have plateaued for about 2 years. We can't.
Mm. Yes.
Welcome again, dude, you'll get that phone hacked.
No laughing. The harshest time to laugh. You're laugh. We've plateaued.
Just delivering gold before he was sitting over there in silence.
And thanks to Oscar and Mandalay for filming
How
it.
How do you guys feel about being a part of this 300th app? Yeah. You feel positive?
Yeah,
sure.
Mandalay looks like she's seen an apparition, like she's fully, been to hell and back. Yeah. But you didn't recognize Yuzi as well, which is a great story.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And we got the Patreon going, so get across to that. Heaps of bonus episodes coming up, and I think we're doing a live show for the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Yes, we'll get tickets up for that soon.
Which will be probably more train wrecky than this.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah, so get tickets to that. Is that it?
That's it. Thank you guys so much for sticking around for 300 episodes. It's been awesome. We love doing this every week. That's the most sincere I'm ever going to be on this podcast. Thank you very much.
Oh, draw a bird with you.
All right, see ya.
See ya, bye.
Phone hacks.